We have a guest joining us here in our studios this morning. Victoria Means is with us this morning. She's the service coordinator with Cass County Public Health and also coordinates the program Care for Yourself, which is especially important during the month of October, where we're making breast cancer awareness front and center. Victoria, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so obviously we're focusing on this issue, but that's an issue for every day.
It is. It is an issue for every day. I mean, nearly 1 in 8 women in the United States will get breast cancer, and that doesn't say just in October. That's all year long.
Absolutely. So with the numbers like that, are they similar in Iowa then too?
Yeah, in Iowa, the estimated new cases for 2020, breast cancer is top of the list with over 2,000 women.
That's a lot of women per year that will be diagnosed.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That's kind of ominous. So it's something that obviously needs to be front and center. We need to be thinking about those kinds of things all the time. And thinking about the early detection methods and some of the things that we can do ahead of time. Let's talk about early detection. I'm sure that's what the Care for Yourself program really dives into.
Yes. Yeah. The Care for Yourself program, I mean, it's a statewide program to help with cancer prevention in women. So the early things that you can do to help would be getting your well woman exams, your clinical breast exams, at home self exams, and of course, your yearly mammogram.
All important things, and those are things that are easy to do. Scheduling, getting that stuff taken care of, not having to worry about whether or not. But there are things that folks can do on their own, though, too, right?
You can always have your at-home exams, and that is a very helpful thing to do to make sure you know what your normal is.
Yeah. Well, so you get people involved in the Care for Yourself program. Talk about the process for folks who might be thinking about something like that.
Yeah. So the process for the Care for Yourself program is a pretty easy one. You just give me a call and we can kind of talk through eligibility, which isn't a strenuous eligibility program. You either need to have no health insurance cover or a high deductible or copay, something like that. And be an Iowa resident. So there are some age limits there too, but those are kind of case by case basis. But pretty much anybody who should be getting a mammogram or has any sort of breast issues can give me a call. And then 250% of a federal poverty level for guidelines for income, but we don't ask for any proof of income. It's just
Honor system.
Yep, it is. Yep.
Okay, very good. And for folks who qualify, do get into that program, what's it like? What's the first step? What do they learn right out of the gate?
Well, they call me and then sign up for the program. And we have a very easy process because I work with 11 counties in Southwest Iowa. So I mail information to them and they'll mail it back to me. I send out their card. We've got like little pink, they're bright pink insurance cards that they can take to their office visits. The woman gets to schedule her office visit at her primary care doctor and where she's comfortable getting mammograms because we have contracts with so many hospitals and offices throughout the state and the region. So people get to go where they're comfortable. And then they have their exams and I do kind of some more back end work there.
Okay. So it's largely just helping them get the services.
Yep.
That they need,
making
sure they know what's available.
Yes, yeah, it's not a lot of work on their part, just being able to go in and call and get your appointments made up and then letting me know those dates. And then once you get your information back, sometimes you're good to go and you just need to be seen again, and sometimes you need some more diagnostics, and we can also help cover some of those, maybe sometimes some pre-authorization or some case-by-case basis, but we're there, especially if you're already enrolled.
Sure. So it's not like meetings.
Nope.
Not like getting a lot of information,
mm-mm,
pamphlets, handouts,
nope,
all that kind of stuff. It's largely just making sure they know the screenings that they need to be taking advantage of and how they go about doing those things.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. So talk a little bit about early detection, because it's really, really important, especially when you talk about those numbers where you might have 1 in 8 women every year that come down, they are diagnosed with breast cancer. Those are pretty heavy numbers.
They are. So early detection is the best thing that you can do to help decrease your risk or to be able to find cancer at the earliest stages.
And we've heard so many stories about folks who have maybe a history of that in their family. Is that something they should seriously be aware of and be concerned about?
Yeah, you should definitely be aware of your family history. And I can also go through that process once you know your family history, and we can talk about it to find out if you're at high risk or not. Whether you're high risk, you should be getting a mammogram once you turn 40 every year. But we can still go through and talk about your high risk if you've got family history.
Yeah, because even though we do have some general standards, like we do for a lot of different things, men and women both with different afflictions, if there's a history in the family, it's good to know about those things.
Correct.
Because that can change those whole systems. I mean, that can change maybe when you start, where the baseline is, where you
start. It does. I could be wrong, but I believe that they say if your mother had breast cancer, you should start screening 10 years before she did. Before she was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So that could easily change if you had relatives diagnosed at a young age.
Okay. Now, you work through Cass County Public Health. So mm-hmm. this particular program with you, is it only available to folks here in Cass County?
No, we are. It is a statewide program. Every 99 county is everyone that lives in every 99 county is eligible. We even have some women out of state that are eligible, but that's, again, just calling me and we can talk through the eligibility process there.
Sure. But if they're not specifically from Cass County or whatever, you may refer them to their county?
Yeah. Give me a call. It's a high chance that I cover the area. I work with 11 counties in Southwest Iowa, but if not, I can definitely call the correct person and get you there.
So no one gets turned away on that first phone call?
No. Definitely not.
Not ever. All right. Very good. It's been a busy year for public health, hasn't it?
Yes. We are working every day.
You guys have been torn in a lot of different directions.
Yes. I would say yes. A lot of programs have changed kind of some processes on how we're doing it now or the time that we can commit to some of that. But everything is still going, and we're still trying to get all of our programs in and doing the best we can.
Yeah, have all your staff been kind of drawn into things like contact tracing?
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm. All of our staff is definitely working COVID-related on top of all of our other programs.
And that's where I'm going with that. Then is there the fear that maybe some of these programs, very important programs, kind of fall through the gaps a little bit just because so much other information has been shared?
No, I wouldn't say so. We're very good at working with each other. We are a fairly small department, so if I am very busy and out doing other things, other people will pick up what has to be done that day. So it's easy. We work really well together to make sure no program gets dropped or falls.
Yeah, because they're all very important.
They are. Programs. Every program is an important program in public health.
Yeah. Now, I know you're not a medical professional per se.
No, I am not.
With a medical degree, but you're around this all the time and work very closely with some of these folks in helping to note eligibility and get them the information that they need.
Yes. Yep. I do all the steps of the Care for Yourself program. We do have an added benefit that works a little less time during the year on the Care for Yourself program. That's the Wise Women program. That has more county-specific requirements there. We have a lot less contracted hospitals that we work with. But that you get all the same benefits of the Care for Yourself program with the office visit, the PAP, the pelvic breast exam, mammogram, HPV testing, all of that same stuff. It just also adds in a lipid panel and a glucose for women that need that. And then there's also some like lifestyle resources that go along with that, like health coaching and things.
Wow. That's a lot going on.
Yeah, that is available to Cass County for sure. And I didn't bring the list with me of my other local, but they're counties surrounding us, like Pottawatomie and Montgomery. I know they're
but they could
the
always
list.
Call and find
yes.
out.
Yes, yep, always call on the list. And you'd have to travel to a provider if that was a service you wanted, even if you didn't live in a county with a provider.
Okay, very good. Well, these are all essential testing things that people need to be aware of. We've outlined all that. You might be working through a specific program like the Care for Yourself program, but one thing I guess we always need to stress with these types of programs is even if you're getting some assistance and getting the information you need, getting things set up for you, all of the work that's done, the results, the consults, all of those things, all confidential.
Yes, we are always confidential, 100%. We follow HIPAA rules. Every day.
So there's...
Every patient.
Just because you're working through some specific program to get the testing that you need, the results that you need, it doesn't mean anything changes and things aren't being passed around at all.
Correct.
You're plenty good.
Yep.
All right.
Public health follows all of the HIPAA confidentiality guidelines.
Absolutely. Okay, very good. Well, if folks would like to know more about the program or about the possibilities involved there, see about those guidelines and things, how do they do that?
You give me a call, and my phone number is 712-243-7443.
All right. Easy enough. Victoria Means. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.